Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Beth Earlbeck, and she is the coordinator for Cass County Youth Activities. Good morning to you, Beth.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. And, you know, I'm sure the kids are kind of counting down how many days, how many hours till school is out, but you have an activity plan during that time to kind of keep their interest going. So let's talk about that event.
You know, one of the great things we do is we try to have activities for those kids when they're out of school, be a little bit, have some fun with things, but as well as give them something to do during the day. I don't like kids sitting idle, so I'm sure parents don't either.
And I understand this is set on December 30th. By that time, the new will be, have worn off of the toys, and they're probably getting a little anxious, and depending on the weather, you know, they may be cooped up. So whatever, on December 30th, you have something they can do.
Yes, we have a STEM day camp at the Nishna Valley YMCA for grades 3 through 5. And this year, the title is called Shake It with STEM. And we are going to learn all things about earthquakes. So during that day-long camp, it's going to be 9 to 4. We are going to learn about what earthquake engineers do, or what building engineers do for earthquakes. And we're going to kind of build our own little prototypes of buildings and discover how what those engineers do to make sure that those buildings don't shear off or those buildings don't shake too much. So we're going to be doing our own testing and retesting a lot on that day as well.
Okay, I think that could be somewhat reassuring to kids. I mean, if they've seen on the news, you know, the devastation around the world and going, oh yeah, some things can be done to prevent injury, prevent all those kinds of things from happening. Beth, have you ever been in an earthquake?
I have not. I actually, this fall, I traveled down to Oklahoma City, and the week before I was there, they said that they had a big earthquake there, and it was one of those ones that, you know, really kind of set you off guard because it was, you know, you weren't prepared for it or anything. And I've been told that earthquakes can happen in Iowa. We just don't feel them because we're so far north. But I thought we were going to experience one when I was down in Oklahoma this fall, but thankfully I didn't.
I have to tell you, you can feel them in Iowa. I have. Oh. It's been a long time ago, but yes, long time ago. But yeah, I'm very much so. The bed shook. It was, you know, I was still in bed and the bed shook. And so, yeah, so it'll be interesting to see if any of the kids have experienced, because they might have lived somewhere besides this area and maybe have. But for sure, if they paid attention, they see it on the news, mm-hmm. and could be kind of scary. So who's going to do this? I don't think you're the expert on earthquake buildings.
So we have a partnership with the Nishna Valley YMCA. We use a curriculum that is a nationally approved curriculum that we'll use for the activities on that day. But it'll be extension staff as well as YMCA staff putting it on. It'll be very hands-on. We will get to test a lot. We'll get to build a lot, which is excites me as well as excites those youth that participate.
Yeah. Who wants to just sit and listen about earthquakes? You want to get in there and do something. So you mentioned it's 3rd through 5th graders. Is there a fee, and do they need to register?
There is no fee for this camp, but we do require they need to be pre-registered. So pre-registration is due this Friday, the December 18th, and then we can come on the 30th, but there's no fee for it, and snacks, resources, and lunch will be provided.
Okay. Is it possible to register online?
There is information online on how to register. Otherwise, you can just contact the extension office and we can take that registration over the phone. One of the things we do require is a medical information form that we require for all our 4-H and youth events. So it's a pretty simple form. And if you've been active in some of our events within the past year, including 4-H or our after-school STEM program, then we already have it on file. So it's taken care of.
Okay. So it's just the new kids, and you hope you get some of those that need to get that form to you. So that sounds really interesting, Beth, and it's always good to know it's hands-on. But let's talk a bit about 4-H itself. That's, of course, an important part of your job in addition to having things for kids who do not belong to 4-H. But I always think that fall is the time to join 4-H. Could I still do that? Could kids still do that?
Yes, you can join 4-H at any time. We request by May 15th to make sure if they want to participate in county fair. But any time of the year is a great time to join 4-H. Now we are still taking enrollments and helping those families find a 4-H club to join. We have 14 clubs in the county, and those clubs are for 4th through 12th grade, as well as we have 9 Clover Kid groups in the county. So that's kindergarten through 3rd grade. So there's lots of different options for families to join. And I always tell those new families, you get out of 4-H what you put into it. So if you really want to be active and really want to participate in a lot of different things, you can. If you want to kind of ease into it a little bit and experience one or two things these first couple years, that's okay too.
Okay. Is there a fee for joining 4-H?
In Cass County, there is no fee. Thankfully, we have a great 4-H endowment committee and a great extension council that cover that $30 fee across the state. If you're involved in 4-H, there's a $30 development fee that is charged at the state level. But thankfully, in Cass County, it is free for us.
Yes, I think that says that a lot of people think that the 4-H program is a really important one for youth and for families. Now, you mentioned 14, I'm going to say regular clubs. That's for 4th graders and up. But a change for some people, are any of those still segregated by gender, boys clubs and girls clubs, or are they all both boys and girls?
They are together. They're both boys and girls, as well as they're not segregated by in-town kids and livestock, errand and farm kids. I hear that sometimes where, well, I can't be in 4-H because I don't live on a farm. Well, you don't have to be in 4-H to live on a farm. We actually have quite a few kids that participate in our 4-H program who live in town, and they do different projects and activities related to the citizenship, leadership, and communication things. Then we have other kids who participate in the livestock and animal science-based activities. So there's lots of things to do in 4-H. There's really anything you can think of, any activity you can think of can probably relate to a project in 4-H.
Yeah, you mentioned livestock and then the citizenship and leadership and so on. But in between there, like you said, almost anything. It could be stamp collecting if somebody was interested.
Yes, stamp collecting could be something that could go into our personal development area, that could go into a kind of a historical type of activity. There's really anything. We have shooting sports. So if people enjoy hunting or doing archery, that's an option in 4-H. If people enjoy cooking, we have a food and nutrition project area that they could join. If people want to learn how to sew, I know we have a lot of club leaders in the county that really enjoy teaching the skill of sewing. And so that's an option for being involved in 4-H as well.
There's a whole world out there of possibilities. Let's talk a little more about Clover Kids, those groups that start at kindergarten.
Mm-hmm. So a few years ago, we really jumped on the wagon for Clover Kids. And Clover Kids is our kindergarten through third grade. And it's definitely hands-on. It's definitely building those life skills and working cooperatively with other youth of that age range, as well as caring adults. So we have 9 Clover Kid groups in the county, and they meet all over. We have 2 down in Griswold. We have quite a few that meet at Atlantic. We have 1 that meets down in Cumberland, and then a couple that meet over in Oneida and Wyota. So really all over the county, we have 4-H clubs as well as Clover Kid groups that meet. And the Clover Kids, they do some pretty amazing projects as well. We have one of our clubs that goes in. They helped with the backpack program last year at the Atlantic School District. We had one of our groups that worked with a 4-H club and decorated a tree for Festival of Trees this year. So, you know, really a lot of different things that those Clover Kid groups can do and kind of get them kickstarted into 4-H and get them excited about becoming a 4-H member.
Is it possible to join any club of my choosing, or do the families and kids need to choose the one that's closest to them?
Oh, good question. No, you do not have to join a certain club depending on where you live. If you live over in the Marnie area and you have friends that, you know, meet at the club in Oneida, you can meet and go to those club meetings. There's no restriction on area, as well as if you live in another county and that you are interested in joining 4-H in Cass County. Maybe you go to school in Cass County, or, you know, you have family or church or things like that, you can join a club in Cass County even though you don't live in Cass County.
Okay. So it can fit the family's needs and the youth needs. Okay, let's quickly remind people about the STEM event coming up.
December 30th from 9 to 4 p.m. at the Nishna Valley YMCA. It's our Shake It with STEM Day Camp, and we'll do lots of hands-on activities and snacks and lunches provided for our camp focused on earthquakes.
Okay, be sure to pre-register by this Friday. We want to thank you very much, Beth Erlbeck, for visiting with. Beth is the youth coordinator for Cass County. Until next time, here's the thought. When someone does something good, applaud. You will make two people happy.